Okay, if you can just say your first and last name and your city and state.
My name is Doug Kaiser, and I live in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Okay. And how long have you been coming to Rosenblatt games?
I probably started in the late 60s. My dad ran the scoreboard at the College World Series from 1960 to 1977, and I ran it from 1978 to 1989. And so I used to sell programs before I ran the scoreboard.
And did you have to kind of remain impartial as a scoreboard operator, or did you have any favorite teams? Or?
Yeah, I never was here when Creighton or Nebraska came. I just like watching baseball. I just like Texas. I used to dislike the Florida teams. Part of that was because I was a Nebraska Cornhusker fan at the time, and they were always beating us in football.
Okay, what about just the general atmosphere of Rosenblatt?
Well, we were just sitting in there, my sister and I. We remember going to the games back in the 70s when they were playing three games a day, and there would be, you know, 500 people in there. And it was great seeing it grow over the years. I remember during the strike in 1982, I believe, the baseball strike, when NBC came and did a game of the week there during the strike. It was the first time we had a national TV audience. ESPN started covering, and then CBS, so that was a big thing. Saw the stadium grow over the years, and got a chance to sit next to Jack Payne, who was a PA announcer for many years, and got to be a good friend of his, and he was a consummate professional who had a good time and helped everybody else have a good time also. As a kid, I used to sit in my dad's lap and run the scores, the strikes and the outs on the scoreboard. Back when it was a hand-operated scoreboard, and the runs were put in manually by somebody in left field. And the strikes and the outs at that point were just lights, not numbers.
What about TV? Has that helped or hurt, or what's the feeling?
I think it's helped a lot. Especially when ESPN started covering the whole thing, it really gave it a national audience. That's when people started traveling from all over the country, too.
Yeah, it did kind of make Omaha a destination, I guess, for baseball fans.
Yeah, it was, but even back when we started, you know, it was the service clubs that were making the series go. And there were a lot of people in Omaha that made this event happen long before the NCAA realized what a big deal they had, and long before national TV and people around the country realized what a great thing it was. It was the people in Omaha that made it happen. Yeah, we did see the streaker in 1978, I think it was. Probably the most memorable game was the game, I think it was in 73, when Dave Winfield was pitching for Minnesota and had USC beat, and then they came back and beat him in the last inning.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much.